Good morning, this is Joel and PJ with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, the Ekka Parade, usually hosted on Brisbane's Wednesday public holiday, has been postponed to this Saturday following record rain and weather conditions. The R&A showgrounds have become waterlogged from the rain, and the general weather conditions have also resulted in less attendance than in years prior. These record rains have also resulted in flash flooding in other areas of southeast Queensland and prompted the closing of all Gold Coast beaches.
The Queensland Government have announced plans for further construction on the Cunningham's Gap over September. The new construction aims to reduce road steepness through the gap, combating a history of crashes, fatalities and reported unsafe driving conditions attributed to steep roads and poor visibility, including a crash in April this year that killed a 72-year-old motorcyclist. The reconstruction project began in 2022, prompted by massive damages suffered during the bushfires in 2019, with planned construction running from Friday, September 6th to Tuesday, September 10th.
In national news, Australian beef export records were set in July following a shortage in production in the US. Over the month, Australia exported 130,000 tonnes of beef, toppling the record previously set in March of 2015. Meat and Livestock Australia representative Tim Jackson has stated that although cattle producers may not be seeing record prices at sale yards right now, there are plenty of positive signs in the market, including these record exports.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton has been condemned as racist following comments to the media calling for a ban on Palestinian refugees yesterday. The opposition leader, who has been outspoken in his condemnation of pro-Palestine demonstrators, including Greens MPs, called humanitarian visas to affected refugees imprudent and told Sky News that Palestinian immigration would be a national security risk. The comments have been widely criticised, with President for the Australia-Palestine Advocacy Network, Nasser Mashini, calling his comments an example of normalised racist fear-mongering by politicians against Palestine, and Minister for Education, Jason Clare, calling the dehumanisation of Gazans brainless and heartless.
In international news, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida announced yesterday that he will step down next month. Kishida says he will not rerun for presidency of the Liberal Democratic Party, which he leads, in September, forfeiting his position as Prime Minister and bringing his three-year term to an early end. The departing Prime Minister has suffered from low approval ratings throughout his tenure, and his party faced public anger following a fundraising scandal uncovered last November. Kishida says his resignation will allow for free and rigorous debate, which will show that the Liberal Democratic Party is changing. The decision will trigger a contest to replace Kishida as a party president and, by extension, prime minister.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with showers easing into the afternoon. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 25, and the UV index is predicted to reach 6 today, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
Community means caring about people, not profit margins, and community sounds different on air. Each year, 4ZZZ embarks on a major fundraiser, Radiothon, where we ask for support from you and the community to keep us broadcasting. This is so we can keep bringing you the music, news and voices that you can